Last week, Michael Saylor and Strategy sold 32 Bitcoin, and Bitcoin fell off a cliff. Everyone started to freak out. Jim Cramer even said, Saylor murdered Bitcoin. But is that really what happened? Is that the thing that everyone should be worried about? Do we think that the Bitcoin bear market is over? Is anyone got the confidence to call the Bitcoin bear market bottom? All of that today, we're going to explore. But what's important to understand is that Jordy Visser, he believes that Bitcoin is falling aggressively because there's a capital rotation away from Bitcoin and into other asymmetric opportunities. People are going and looking at the SpaceX IPO. They're looking at AI and many other industries. Take a listen to why Jordy thinks that's happening.
I spend a lot of time thinking about what the future is going to look like. And I take bits and pieces from a lot of futurists. I think it is ironic that Bitcoin is, as of today, it's $1.5 trillion asset. Isn't it ironic that we have SpaceX coming and it's about $1.5 trillion asset? How can people justify buying a company that not only is not making money right now, and forget Elon, let's leave it alone. He's great. But to make the comparison between Bitcoin and SpaceX, you're still buying something based on your future thought. And when I talk to people who love rocket investments, and I go, how is that any different than Bitcoin? How do you have any idea on something that is more than 3 years out?
请关注公众号思维纪要社，更多纪要请加 VCN20210130.
How do you know the government won't take over SpaceX? How do you know? There's no way to know what the future is going to look like when you're dealing with something that's based on going to Mars, which has never been done before. So when I think of investments and I think of the future, I have a belief in what I think will happen. I don't think investing in the S&P 500 is safe past 2030. I've said that repeatedly because I think AI will disrupt all companies. So for me, I don't think Apple's safe. I don't think Google's safe. I don't think Amazon's safe. So when people look at Bitcoin and they don't think it's safe, I understand that that's their belief. The question is, have they thought a lot about the future? Because one of the reasons that I think Bitcoin is safe is because the consumer, human beings will not be consuming more than AI agents in a short amount of time. It came out on X this week that there are more AI agents on HTML sites than humans. Like, this is where we're headed. So if you think the world of human beings is going to dominate commerce, it's not. It's AI agents. So if you ask me, what is a direct play on that? I believe Bitcoin is a direct play on agents dominating humans going forward.
Now, Jordy's calling out the fact that there's this capital rotation occurring, but he also looks at what's the future potential return from something like Bitcoin versus SpaceX. And he had a great point about which one is more resilient, which one is more durable. I'm a fan of both. I think that both Bitcoin and SpaceX are going to do well, but I think Jordy's got a point here as well. Take a listen.
I believe we're at a rotation point that's going to last for at least the next 3 to 6 months. And that rotation is we're kind of at a, I don't want to say a market, stock market bubble. What I'll say is a rotation bubble. We've had one group winning and most groups have been losing. Starting to see a rotation. And I think software is going to have a bid, but I don't think when people recognize what I'm going to say with software, it's going to resonate with them. But the software is not going to be the traditional SaaS software. So I think people are going to have to think outside the box on human software and also the financial guardrails with tokenization and everything. And that's where my attention is focused. So I think Bitcoin's fine. Let it break through the 60,000 level. Maybe it goes down even below that. I don't really care.
You told me months ago, 4-year cycle basically was like a male astrology, right? You're just like, why does this 4-year cycle exist? Who made this up? Why does this thing, anyone pay attention to it? Are you a believer yet?
No.
Why not?
First of all, I don't do the same thing with the stock market. One thing I will say is this is the first time in that quote unquote 4-year cycle that stocks are going higher at the same time that Bitcoin's going down. And I don't know whether that's good or bad. My whole belief has been that the only time that crypto can go through the growth that I believe it will go through, which is the transfer of wealth from the fiat system into the crypto side, or at least a merging of the two. That was the whole reason why I focused on AI and focused on crypto. For that to occur, you need to run to a point where, believe it or not, they have to be uncorrelated to some degree. And I think we're at that phase now. So that's the positive side. The negative side is, and again, the thing that has always protected me in life, we all have views on assets. We all have views and we're all wrong at some period of time. I don't want to get heavily involved with playing Bitcoin or any crypto stuff on the upside until someone else is doing it. I'm not a momentum investor, but at this point, we're not talking about momentum. It's down 50%. So let it start to base. Let it look like supply and demand have met a place where it's positive, and then let it break a long-term moving average. There was something this week about Charlie Munger talking about, if I could just have one thing in hindsight, it was the fact that find good companies that you believe in long-term that get back to their 200-week moving average. That's the way I'm focused on Bitcoin. I don't remember where the 200-week moving average is, but the 200-week moving average is a really important thing. And again, if you lock it into what you said, what is the 200-week moving average? Well, that's kind of a four-year moving average. So if the four-year cycle is this, it's fine. I've done a couple interviews in the past week, and I just want to say this to everyone. I believe that the IPOs that are coming, what Google did this past week, which I'm sure we'll talk about all of these, but I think these are a sign of something important. It's not a stock market bubble to me, but it is a sign that people need a lot of capital right now for what is happening with inside the AI world. And that's an important story. On the flip side, with what's going on with crypto, I think if you would have looked in hindsight for a, what would be a sell the news event, very similar to what I think might be happening in the hardware side for the time being, an ETF launch. We're still above where we were trading at the ETF launch. Number two, the US government basically decides that crypto's good and the president of the United States says okay, and he launches a meme coin. If you would have taken those events, which basically occurred in 24 and 25, and said, what would that be? Well, that would be a sell the news event. And yet Bitcoin went higher into those. But I think if you look at it and you go back to how many OGs have been selling and what's been going on, I do think there's been churn that's been happening now since 2024. So for people that are looking for hope, until the charts start giving you hope and you get it going higher on bad news type thing, I'm not going to get too into it. I'll still stick with the main thing I said, which is we right now have 3-month rates that are below inflation. Just wait for the next trend higher in Bitcoin. And I think this will be the one that gets very important.
Now, if Jordy's right and this capital rotation is occurring and there's capital flowing from Bitcoin into other technology sectors, then that would mean that Bitcoin and crypto more largely is in a crypto winter. John D'Agostino from Coinbase went on CNBC, and he said the crypto winter is here. Take a listen.
As I've been pretty consistent with on your show, I don't like calling price direction or giving investment advice. That being said, what I can tell you is I have the luxury of speaking to institutional investors. They've put months and years into looking at this asset class. So when they do that, and it's cheaper, they like it. Some have a price target, some don't. Some are long-term accumulators. I just got off a plane from the Middle East. And I can tell you that the family offices in the UAE and the government and sovereign funds that have been putting the effort into buying this asset class are not unhappy at being able to buy it at a discount. I get the luxury of seeing the institutional piping that's building and supporting Bitcoin and other crypto assets in good price markets and bad price markets. And what's kind of interesting is if I compare where we are now with the last time, one or two times before I was on your show, in a much more bullish price environment, we have a shockingly stronger level of infrastructure than we did at that time.
Today's episode is brought to you by Uphold. Are you someone who's tired of juggling multiple apps just to trade, earn, stake, or spend your crypto? Then listen up, because Uphold does all of that in one single unified platform. You can access 300 plus crypto and fiat currencies with an interface that works for you, whether you're a beginner or an expert. Uphold also features any-to-any swaps, where you can swap crypto to fiat, fiat to metals, and tokens to tokens directly in the app. If you prefer self-custody, Uphold's vault gives you multi-sig security, key recovery, direct trading access, and peace of mind without giving up convenience. Uphold is also 100% reserved, meaning no fractional practices, and proof of reserves are updated every 30 seconds, so you can verify your assets anytime. For U.S. users, you can even earn yield on dollars with a USD interest account. No fees, no minimums, and funds are insured up to $2.5 million through the Atomic Cash Sweep program. If you want one app for your entire digital asset life, check out Uphold today. Go to Uphold.com to learn more. Uphold.com. Go check them out today.
Now, before you start crying, don't worry. I come bearing some good news. We can see that Bitcoin just hit the 200-week moving average. That's the first time it's hit the 200-week moving average since 2023. And historically, that's been a very good time to buy. But don't believe bar chart here. Listen to Strive CEO Matt Cole. He was on CNBC saying the exact same thing. Take a listen.
As we move into this digital future, this AI future, there is no more scarce digital asset than Bitcoin. And so I think that trust in Bitcoin's network is with reason. It's with substantial reason. And I think it is a very solid foundation for it to grow on. This is the fifth time right now with Bitcoin at 61,000 in its history where it's been at the 200-week moving average. The previous four have all been the perfect time to buy the dip. And I think this time will age in the same manner. It's a good time to buy.
So it's always a good sign to see if Bitcoin hits that 200-week moving average, that's about the four-year cycle. And there we have seen Bitcoin's future return over the next 12 and 24 months been very, very attractive. But just that data is not yet enough to give people the confidence to say, let me go and dip my toe into the water. Instead, we can take a look at Frank Fetter. He was deep in his bag, finding all kinds of data points, including the fact that Bitcoin's monthly RSI is the second lowest that it has ever been. In 15-plus years of the asset, the Bitcoin monthly RSI is the second lowest it's ever been. On top of that, Bitcoin's biggest short-term holder capitulation just happened in the entire history of Bitcoin. The biggest short-term holder capitulation in history. And so whenever you see RSI showing that Bitcoin is oversold, whenever you see short-term holders capitulating, that usually again is a pretty good sign that a lot of the pain is behind us. So if you see that Bitcoin's bear market is hitting that 200-week moving average, if you see the capitulation from short-term holders, and you see the RSI all being highly oversold, usually that starts to give people a little bit of confidence. But then we can look at Benjamin Cohen. He came out and he shows that the percent of Bitcoin held that is underwater is now a bigger percentage of the market than Bitcoin that is held in profit. Historically, that has also been a great sign that the Bitcoin bottom is near. And so, of course, Bitcoin is out of favor. People are talking about artificial intelligence, humanoid robots, SpaceX IPO. It seems like every day there are brand new headlines that are dominating storylines, and they are telling you how everything else is going up and Bitcoin is going down. It's super frustrating for people in traditional finance, and it's really frustrating for the hardcore Bitcoin believers. But ultimately, if you want to drive asymmetric returns, you have to look towards assets that are out of favor today that go into favor in the future. If you take a look at Bitcoin, it seems to be that type of asset right now. If you believe that Bitcoin is over, if you believe it's never going back to an all-time high, then sell the Bitcoin, walk away, and you'll be fine. But most people I know, even if they only have 1 or 2% of their portfolio in Bitcoin, or maybe even larger percentages, they believe that Bitcoin's brightest days are still ahead. Bitcoin will hit a new all-time high at some point in the future. And so buying an asset that is completely unchanged from just a couple of months ago. It still produces block after block after block of transactions. It still continues to be a decentralized digital network. It still is not controlled by any one person, company, or country. That asset, that network, is now 50% cheaper than it was just back in October of last year. And so if you liked it at $126,000, you should probably love it at $60,000. And I think that's what ultimately shows the people who have navigated these cycles. They realize that Bitcoin can be very volatile to the upside and the downside. It can draw down 50%+. But historically, if you're looking at Bitcoin and you're starting to dollar cost average anywhere in these big drawdowns, it's usually proven to be pretty positive for your portfolio in the coming years.